Hello and welcome to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast. I'm Paul, your host. This podcast is all about Porsche and their cars and the people and the technology and the engineering that goes behind it. You'll find your Porsche stories, which is us, me, talking to you about your Porsche, your journeys and your life experiences with those cars. Tech Talk, which is all about the technical aspects of Porsche. Waffle, which is just me whittering on about basically anything with some friends. And Heritage, which looks at the entire journey of Porsche from the earliest days to the present day. If that sounds interesting to you, then stick around. Welcome back to the Rengineering YouTube and podcast, and welcome to episode 44. It's Thursday, which means it's a podcast day. Thank you if you've been listening for a while. Last week's episode got quite a lot of good feedback, which is lovely to hear. I'm glad you enjoyed the road trip episode, and I'm glad that you kind of got more of an insight into my approach to that. I still have reflected on it over the last week, and yeah, my head's still at the same, basically the same place, which is have plans and then be very flexible about what those, where those plans go, what happens, and where life takes you next, because that's where the richness happens, is in between the cracks, particularly when you start thinking about Grant Larson and talking to the guy that designed the Boxster out of nowhere. So yeah, great to hear your feedback from that. Please do make sure you still keep giving me feedback. I really enjoy it. Only today I was asked about whether I'm intending on kind of doing tours or road trips as a thing. I put a post out on Instagram at Rengineering UK on Instagram and asked then to say, you know, is anybody up for it? And I had a couple of messages saying, yeah, potentially. Whether that turns into anything or not, I don't know at this point in time. It's kind of one to explore and see where it all goes, really. So where Rengineering goes. But definitely if that's something of interest to you, that you're interested in coming along, let me know. That'd be really good to hear from you. This week's episode is a bit of a shorter one. It is a shorter one, but it's been a busy week. It's just a waffle episode, so it's just gonna be me chit-chatting this one. Talked to Mick the other day, and he is basically up for doing something in the next week or so. So then you'll have another episode with Mick and I very soon. Mick actually sent me a link. If I scroll down to wherever the hell it is, where is it, Mick? Yeah, so 911 ST, Romans International, which are one of the, I would say, best known and biggest aftermarket retailers of Porsche in the country. You get the specialists, like Ashgood are a really good example of a really good specialist that buy and retail at a kind of aggressively in the market priced sort of picture. So they kind of go in and, you know, their idea isn't hold stock. And they're not kind of doing the, or that I've seen anyway, not going out and, you know, sourcing blue chip Porsche cars for people. They tend to stay on the kind of more regular heartbeat stuff. All Porsche are special. But Romans, and there's a few other companies out there that do a very similar sort of job. I think it's Top 555. There's a few companies out there that do a great job of this stuff, where they provide, you know, the best cars in the market. They'll source them for you. And they are selling a 911 ST, and a bit of a drum roll really for how much that ST is going for, £495,000, £500,000 for a 911 ST. Now, they are the ultimate 911 for the modern generation, I think. You know, manual gearbox, 3RS, powertrain, you know, lovely, lots of lovely little bits and pieces and detail that they've added to make that car really special. I adore it. £500,000, £500,000. Do I adore it that much? I don't know. I'm just scrolling through the pictures now. It's clearly a very special car, but yeah, I don't know. £500,000 is a lot of money, isn't it? Let me know what you think. It'd be good to hear about that as well. So weigh in on the discussion. This is a Shore blue metallic car, so a light blue metallic with a Heritage design interior, so cognac interior, which I personally think is great. It's a great spec. It's kind of a mix of, because it's got the Heritage design pack, it's kind of got that aged, vintagey feel, but it's in a modern package, which is really tricky to do, as I'm finding out myself with my car. So I'll probably move straight on to that, actually. Yeah, so moving on from a 911 ST to a base model game is a bit of a stretch, isn't it? But so this week on Tuesday, obviously it was bank holiday in the UK. I'm not sure whether it's bank holiday in other countries, but it was in the UK this week for the Monday. So I had a lovely weekend, and on the Saturday I shot down to Right Tune in Oxfordshire, and had a great shoot for a sort of mix of a tech talk and a heritage episode with Chris Wright from Right Tune. I'm not going to spoil the episode because it's a really, really rich one, and it's the Right Tune RA collaborator, partner, supporter of the Ren 550 for the engine build. So that's their specialism, is building air-cooled engines. They'll do everything else. They'll do all the, you know, the normal service work, and they're kind of look after and maintain lots of cars of pretty much all generation Porsche, including moving into supporting the Taycan, the sort of EV market for Porsche as well. But their specialism in air-cooled engines. At the moment, they had a 2-litre build that's kind of an ST build, and they had all sorts of 3.2 in there. And also, so we basically wheeled out a couple of their engines that are finishing build, had them in the background, and then Chris and I sort of sat in front of them and talked through, all the generations of air-cooled engines. The reason I did that is because I don't claim to be super knowledgeable on air-cooled engines. I'm not. So one of the things I've always wanted to do with these things, where I get to a point where I'm way out of my comfort zone and I don't really know what I'm talking about, is lean on people in the industry that really do know what they're talking about, and then bring you along the journey as well. So that episode's going to be really interesting, because it will do that. It'll talk about Right Tune and their company, and Chris and his background. And if you've watched any of the other content, you'll know now that that's broadly the way I run it. So I will, you know, start exploring the individual's background and their kind of, how do they get into it? Why do they love the brand? What is it about that that really brings them in and draws them in and has kept them there for years and years and years? I think that's the most interesting way to start the story. But when we moved from that, we sort of worked into kind of talking about Right Tune as a company, and then started talking about air-cooled engines. And that was the point where I said, look, teach me everything you know. So hopefully when that comes out, you'll get an opportunity to see for yourself, you know, that journey and it being explained to me. So that was really cool. And then Chris at the end of that handed me the keys to his narrow body 3.2 Carrera and said, go for a drive, which is the first time I've driven an air-cooled engine, because that was the Rensport STR, ridiculously enough, £500,000 STR. But it was the first time I'd driven a G-body 3.2, I think. Bearing in mind I've only driven 3 air-cooled Porsche ever, you'd think I'd be able to know straight away, wouldn't you? But I'm trying to remember what the shit box was, that the donor vehicle that Rensport gave me. It did not feel like this anyway. But this Chris's car, his personal car, had a fresh engine build in it. And it was great to be given the keys for me to go out and experience that for myself. So that was the Saturday. That shoot took most of the Saturday. The Monday, it was a Legends Drivers Club event at Goodwood. The weather sadly wasn't on our side for that one, which meant it was a few less people than you'd normally experience. But I put a post on Instagram, and I stand by it, which was, it's the vibe of the people that attend. There's like really no ego. And that's really important to me. Be interesting to hear from you guys as well about, you know, what's your kind of preferred local event that you go to that has got that really, just great people, great cars. Everyone's welcome. There was a guy in a 924 that turned up. I'm going to insert in a minute, once I finished my, you know, initial kind of chat, I'm going to insert some of that walk around. I'll apologize for it, because it wasn't the best walk around. So make of it what you will, but I'll add it in anyway for your enjoyment purposes. Definitely a waffle on that one. But yeah, so Legends Drivers Club, who, again, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know that they're a partner of Rengineering. We stand by Legends Drivers Club as the kind of best, friendliest Porsche event that's a kind of regular heartbeat event through the year. So really looking forward to, I always love speaking to Andre, and I managed to bump into Dan from Dan Simon's Classics. He was on an episode a little while back. Yeah, really enjoyed it. So that was the Monday. And then Tuesday was, and this is why I kind of took a very long road to get here, because I started talking about the Cayman and then immediately talked about Rightune and the weekend. But my Outlaw Cayman, the car that I bought 6 years ago now, and then had for a few years, and then sold, panicked, bought a 911 Carrera T, panicked again, and then sold the Carrera T, and then bought this same Cayman back. All those episodes are available on YouTube for you to go and watch. Like, you can watch the experience happen. You can hear my rationale for it. So it's at Rengineering on YouTube, and you can go and do that. There's loads of content there for you to go watch as well. But when I bought that car back and I decided to kind of go for it and really modify it in a way that suits my needs and it creates this very individual Cayman with the intention of it being an exclusive manufacturer or Sonderwunsch car, basically Sonderwunsch car. That's what I've been trying to get, you know, trying to find a way of, in much the same way it was started out this conversation with a 911 ST and the Heritage pack. For me, this is kind of the same sort of thing, is trying to get to that point where it's very unique, but it doesn't feel heavily modified until you really start looking at the detail. You could walk straight past it and barely notice that anything's different from another car until you start looking at the detail. And that's how I've always wanted to approach this car. To do that, there's, I would say, probably even the biggest job of the whole build of that car. I'm trying to reflect on what else is going to be that's going to match it. In terms of impact, wheels is probably a huge one that really makes a difference for that car. Originally, it came on 19-inch Cayman S wheels, which were fine, but a little dull. And now it's on Satin Aurum or Gold 20-inch GTS 4-litre or Boxster Spider. They're exactly the same wheel on both cars. So that was a really impactful mod. But the interior trimming, which is what it went to Tuesday, Dave the Trimmer, which meant driving to Bedford, which is 2.5 hours from me at the least, closing on 3, and then had to navigate my way back through using trains but with a rail strike. So it took a ridiculous amount of time to get home. I didn't end up getting home, bearing in mind I left the house at 7:50, didn't get home till gone 8:00. So it was a big long day just to drop a car off. But of course, when I dropped the car off, it wasn't just, you know, park it up, throw the keys and then walk off again. Not with me. There was a quite protracted discussion around cloth types, you know, the scope of what we can and can't do. There were a couple of ideas that I had that I wanted to try that just weren't possible. But I'm glad I asked the question. I'm glad I pushed kind of the envelope of what's realistically possible, and like I said, I always want to do something different. So yeah, so the car's dropped off. I shot content there with Dave. We're going to do some more. So we're going to do two episodes on Dave the Trimmer. First episode being my car, trimming it. Dave said he's going to grab some b-roll footage of him doing the actual work, which is really cool, so we'll get to see that as well. And I kind of introduce the plans for that. We recorded the live discussion about what's possible and what's not possible and what my intentions are, all the way through from Alcantara color to all colors, to fabric seat center colors, to the stitch pattern for the steering wheel. I'm so fussy that all of these things are really important to me. So, and I guess the point is, it's that balance between a nod to the heritage ideas, making it my own, and it not feeling tacky. Now, I think all of it's pretty safe apart from the steering wheel. The steering wheel is the bit that might make it look tacky, if I'm completely honest. But the steering wheel, although it would be an expensive thing to replace and fix and do again, it's not the impossible thing to do, right? It's just an expense to kind of backtrack on. But you got to try these things. So that was Tuesday. In terms of the stuff that's going on, that's probably about it. I think the thing to talk about is next week's episode, as opposed to, because this is a short episode on a waffle, apart from the walk around with the Legends Drivers Club at Goodwood meet at the weekend. but I have a special guest next week. It's being recorded on Monday the 13th, but will come out next week, next Thursday. And that is a conversation with a man that I've wanted to speak to, or, you know, or get to know a little bit for as long as I've had my Cayman. I started looking into the Porsche culture, and I really loved it. I'm not from a design background particularly, but I love the crossover, and Frank Cassidy talks about this on Niners quite a bit as well, the crossover between Porsche and people that are into design in general. That can be interior design, clothing design, you name it, artistics or work, all sorts of stuff. And this is a chap that's in that same mindset. So, and that's Duck and Whale, and it's Lee from Duck and Whale. So that is happening, that conversation's happening Monday. Going to do same sort of approach as a heritage episode. I really want to get to know him, the brand. Now, you must know Duck and Whale, right? So there's the magazine, a very curated Type 7-ish magazine that comes out on, you know, fairly infrequently, but with respect to Lee, there's a reason why it comes out infrequently, is because he spends so much time curating it and turning it into what it is, and then publishes them every now and again. I really love that idea. I think, I've always been a fan, even through to the fact that he, you know, designs and creates his own grill badges and sells those in batch lots until they're gone. Just the whole thing, really, really love it. So, yeah, so that's happening on Monday the 13th, and it'll come out next Thursday. I'm going to stop talking now. You've heard enough of me, and then I'm going to hand over to me and more waffle as I walk around the Goodwood Legends Drivers Club event, and I'll catch you back up at the end. Hey, I hope you're really enjoying this episode, and if you are enjoying this episode, I have a very small request to make. I'm really trying to grow the YouTube channel at the moment, and whilst it's always nice when people naturally gravitate towards it, subscribe and like and share, I'm going to actually ask you, if you're enjoying this episode and you've enjoyed the Brengineering podcast so far, to head over to YouTube and subscribe, and yeah, let me know what you think of any of those episodes. And if there's anything you'd like to see in the future. But for now, I'll head back to the episode, but just that small request. Thanks. This episode is coming to you live from Goodwood Motor Circuit. Now, some of you, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, will know that the Rengineering YouTube and podcast is also joined at the hip with Legends Drivers Club. Now, Legends Drivers Club, a good friend of mine, owns and runs that. He's an absolute rock star, and he has been working on the really great little car community, and that's kind of exploded over the last few years, and now we're at Goodwood. It was one Goodwood event for its first anniversary. I think it was about 18 months ago, maybe even 2 years ago now. And it looks like it's going to become a semi-regular thing. So I thought I'd come down, not bringing the Cayman actually, but I thought I'd come down and do a live episode while I walk around and tell you what's here. So first thing I would say is PJ. So if you've listened to PJ Gibbons' episode or seen it on YouTube at Rengineering on YouTube, you will know all about PJ's car. And the fact that I shot that probably about, what was it, mid-November, I guess? So I'm stood next to it now, 356, in a kind of survivor state. So really cool car. I mean, it is crunchy. It's had a few marks. It's got some dents and some filler here and there. And it's not been kind of overly restored, not been restored at all. But it's kind of got this, yeah, wild 356A hot rod thing going. And yeah, I absolutely love that car. I also think the world of PJ as well, as a super guy. So yeah, lovely to see that. It's parked right outside the cafe here, in amongst all the wisteria. So you just get this, well, you'll see, if you head over to Instagram, at Rengineering UK on Instagram, you'll see some of the shots from today. And it looks beautiful. So, but I'm gonna do a post on its own for that, because the photos, I mean, you can't get a bad photo of that car, and definitely not when it's parked where it is. We've got a 992 Sport Classic, really nice. I mean, they're all really nice, aren't they, though? Still think the 997, the original Sport Classic, is my favourite out of the two. this looks like it's got lift, and the lift's been left up, which is a bit of a shame because it didn't really get quite such good photos. But the size of the discs on this thing, the brake discs on the front, are absolutely enormous. You know, probably as big as wheels on a classic Mini. Also got a GT2 RS, which is pretty mental. Congrats to the hero that's driving around on Cup 2s, because it's absolutely chucking it down here. Sadly, that has impacted some of the people that have kind of bailed on the day, which is a shame, but that's British weather for you. There's nothing you can do about that. Someone's out testing a... no idea what that is. It's pre-war, but they're testing it around Goodwood, so... but you always get that stuff here. On the GT2 RS, actually, it's quite interesting because the steering wheel, and I'll get onto my car briefly now before we do another rest of the walk round. The steering wheel on a GT2 RS 991.2 is the same as the steering wheel that mine's being retrimmed into. So I'll probably go and have a look at those. So Irish green instead of the red, the GT4 Alcantara, the grey, and then a green centre marker. I've gone backwards and forwards quite a lot because a green steering wheel is pretty punchy, but have faith, do things that are kind of no one else is doing, and you know, worst case scenario, I've got to retrim a steering wheel. But yeah, anyway, we'll get onto my car in a few minutes anyway, because I want to keep doing the walk around. Loads of carbon all over this GT2 RS. They are an amazing bit of kit. I don't know when you'd ever get the most out of that car, though. It's a thoroughbred track car, isn't it? 718 Spider, which is very nice. Yeah, very nice. It's interesting seeing 718s because on my Outlaw Cayman, that's the Instagram handle for that car as well, by the way, at Outlaw Cayman, the side skirts, I've been looking at these now for months, trying to work out what I can do to my car that hasn't been done before. And this is one of the things. So the rocker panels, or the side skirts, I guess you call them, with the side intakes, I prefer the 718 to the 981 version of those. I don't want to do GT4 intake pods. I think I see that everywhere. So I've been looking at whether I can fit 718 rocker panels or side skirts onto my car, and I'm pretty sure I can. So I need to buy some sacrificial parts from eBay that are damaged, and then offer them up and see whether it's going to happen or not, and then move on from there. But that's the next thing to probably do. What else we got? We got a 987 Spider. They're pretty rare. And in black, which is really nice. Interestingly, is if you listen to last week's episode, the Grant Larson from Porsche, who I bumped into at a petrol station next to the Stuttgart Museum, I mean, that just sounds ridiculous when I say it, was talking about the fact that the wheels on my car are basically a 20-inch version of what's on this 987 Spider, and that's the ones he designed. So, Grant, if you're listening, hello. Thanks for being a rock star. Thanks for being a legend. And they are very cool. Very cool little cars. What else have we got? We've got a 996 Targa. 901.2 Turbo S, I think. There's all sorts here. That's what I like about Legends Drivers Club events, is the fact that Turbo S. They attract kind of a mix of air-cooled and water-cooled. It's not kind of one or the other, which is really nice, because then you get loads of different people and you get to appreciate loads of different cars. Bumped into Andy from Nineworks. Andy, if you're listening, hello, lovely to see you, mate. We've chatted on and off for the last 6 months, more than we ever have, actually. Bloody hell, just the next one, 996 GT2. There you go. Right, so we've got a 356A PJ 356, we've got a GT2 RS, a Sport Classic, and a 996 GT2, all within, 30 metres of each other. That's what you get in the UK Porsche scene, a mix of everything. A couple of transaxle cars, which is really cool to see. 968 Sport, I think, on cup wheels. I like these things. I think they're really, really cool. Yeah, 968 Sport, really nice. Nice to see it driving, you know, being driven around. Lovely. Got a 930 Turbo Cab. No idea what colour it is. It's in a kind of pearlescent silvery grey with color matched wheels, color matched Fuchs. So if you own DSV833, hello to you. Very nice car. And a car that has just turned up in the last sort of 10 or so minutes, and it is the pretty well known in this car community down south, and that is the 911 Safari. And it's in the kind of petrol blue color. Sorry, I don't know my PTS shades. It is definitely a PTS color. Just wait for somebody to take a photo of it. Really cool car though. You know, it's a ground up build, so yeah, it's a proper bit of kit. You can tell that it's got kind of a G-body-esque flavor to it, with a mix of this sort of petrol blue color, big ass lamps on the front, with really nicely made impact protection on the front and rear. But whoever did that, the metalwork for it's really, really beautifully done. So yeah, big fat Sibbys. Central frunk fuel filler, massive Fuchs, bullet wind mirrors, and then the interior is pretty amazing as well. Actually, it's got the Instagram handle for this car is at myblue911_safari, so go and have a look at that. Really cool car. Interior, prototipo, as you would expect. Stopwatch on the right-hand side as if it's going to be used in a race. It's obviously race-inspired as opposed to race-ready, because the interior is that lovely woven... It looks like a Justin Plasek interior, I've got to be honest, because it may not be, and credit to whoever's done the interior work, because it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. To flick back to my car briefly for a minute, so as I said, my car's going off to retrimming with Dave the Trimmer tomorrow. Talked about the steering wheel and what's happening to that, but the seat centres on my car are going to be white, black, green, Pepita with grommets. So if you've seen these grommets, and it's going to be that. So I can't wait for that to be finished. It's going to look so cool. And this is the same. So this has got the woven fabric in the centres, the woven leather, and a kind of tan, and then those grommets again. Definitely go and check this car out. Interestingly, I wouldn't have picked orange as a decal colour, but it looks absolutely perfect for it. It looks really, really good for it. So, yeah. Yeah, really nice. And again, on the rear, it's got the impact bumpers with the impact protection steels and the centre exit exhaust with really restricted sort of kind of constrained tailpipes. Really little things, so they're not huge. Makes sense they're up high as well, because if you're going to wade through sort of standing water, then you're going to potentially dip its toe into water, and it's not going to do that. So lovely. What else we got? 992 in a crayon, very cool. Danny from Danny's Timeless Classics, his new build that's sort of picked up recently, C2 CGA. I've caught up with Danny already today. Lovely car. He's very hard on it, because he was saying it's a bit of a shit box to start with, and he's kind of doing it up as it goes. But and he picked some flaws out of the paint, and including the door fitment. I don't think it's as bad as he thinks it is, but it's a lovely car. If you haven't listened to that, you can go and listen to that episode with Danny. That was probably about 6 months ago. Mid-30s in episodes, I guess. What else we got? We've got a brown 924. That is very much a VW scene kind of esque car. So, yeah, really cool. Pasha interior. You wouldn't think, you know, saying like... It's a very, very V-dub car. So, oversized steels. It's kind of got a rake to it. Don't know if the interior... The interior looks like it was original. It's what you'd expect from 924, right? So it's had some investment on it, but obviously it's not a kind of... Not a show car, but it's... Yeah, this is what's great about the Porsche scene, is that is parked next to a 70s long wheelbase. A 911E long wheelbase in mustard. So, and you've got... Then you right next to it, you've got a 924 that's in a kind of... Better than Survivor, but not full build, with a gold pinstripe down the side on steels, low, with a Pasha interior. You know, it's that's what you get when you get involved in this scene, especially in the UK. So all sorts gets mixed in together. That's what it's about, inclusivity. And obviously you've got, sort of walking towards the back of this kind of car park now, got another 930 turbo with European light spec front lights, so yellow front lights. Pure white car with white Fuchs to match. really nice. And then you got my car, my little app. I didn't bring my Cayman today. I thought I'd leave that at home because I cracked the rear bumper. It's going to interior tomorrow. It just didn't make any sense. And I had it up on its up off the floor to try and get rid of any salt. Because when I was in Germany, they salted the shit out of the roads with it's not even as good as salt chippings. It was like salt dust, which, as you can imagine, that is about as hellish as you can get. Because as soon as it rains, then you end up with this saline solution, basically, that's on the ground, and then that's flicking all under the inside of your car. And they are galvanized, but at the same time, you know, as things get worn over the years, that kind of galvanized finish comes off or gets impacted, and then underneath the steel, underneath not. So they fare pretty well, but they're not impervious, and all the kind of bolts and things that are mild steel, they rot away, and then you end up with a bit of a mess. So, and that's it. It's a small event today because of the weather, which is a real shame. So a shorter episode this episode, obviously, for that. They're going to focus on content, design, and going out and shooting these things. I forgot to mention as well, actually, Dave the Trimmer is also a partner of the Renfair 50, which is part of the reason why he's being used. We're going to cover that when we do that shoot with Dave, that second shoot that I didn't even talk about. It's going to be on him, his background, and then, you know, how he'd approach the Renfair 50, given that there isn't going to be a pattern. He can't just, you know, remove what's there and, you know, create a replica of that in, or cover, you know, a second version of it. How do you go from scratch to designing and building and trimming the interior? So that's all going to be shot when I go and pick the car up in 2 weeks' time. A couple of people have asked, in fact, quite a few people have asked, when my car is going to be ready to show and see and kind of and have a proper look at. I would say flat six show is the first time that car, and I won't be able to say it's going to be finished because there's a handful of jobs left to do, but you'll get a really much clearer idea of where I was going with it all. And that'll be flat six show, and it's been parked on a Butsy paddock, so at Goodwood, and a flat six show coming up in the UK. I hope you've had a lovely week. The weather is starting to turn here. I hope wherever you are in the world, the weather's pretty good for you, and that you've got nice plans as well. Thank you ever so much for all the encouraging words. Really appreciate it. For now, though, that's me, and I will catch you up next week. And don't forget to tune in, because that one is with Lee from Duck and Whale. Take care for now.